bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Good morning and welcome back. It's hard to believe how quickly the time goes by. It seems like we were just doing this. Let's begin our third day of Pledge Drive. This is right in the very center of Pledge Drive. Let's begin in prayer as we always do, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yes, so as I was saying, today is right in the middle, well, of course, Wednesday. And by the end of the day on Friday, we have to be where we need to be to stay fully funded for the next quarter. So I'll be joined shortly by my colleague, Mary Graham, and she and I will offer you some insights as to where we are and where we need to get to by the end of the show today. In the meantime, however, as I've been saying, this is a regular program. Even though it is during Pledge Drive, you are more than welcome to call in and be on the air. The number to do that is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. You can also send me a message on Twitter. I do keep an eye out for your comments there. You may remember I told you about I don't know if I'd call it tragic. It's supremely frustrating and irritating situation in Canada. A father, his name is Robert Hoogland. He's a dad. He's in British Columbia. He was sentenced to jail because he would not stop publicly referring to his transgender daughter as she. And you may remember I was sharing with you the fact that the Canadian laws are as stringent as any that I know of anywhere in terms of if you don't toe the line and use the transgender terminology, then, as you can see in his case, you'll actually go to jail. So there is a little bright spot, and that is, as it's being reported here by Christian Headlines, that he was released on bail. So here's the update. This father, this dad, Mr. Hoogland, has been released from jail after he was arrested for breaking a gag order prohibiting him from publicly objecting to his trans-identifying daughter. He had been sentenced to an additional 6 months in jail last month after violating a court order that forbade him from speaking publicly about his objections to his teenage daughter taking testosterone. He was released recently on bail on the condition that he maintains good behavior, and keeps the peace. He must also stay employed and cannot leave the province of British Columbia. And this is just because he's the father and he has an opinion about his own daughter, his own flesh and blood, and he objects to her going down that road, and the combined might of the provincial and the provincial government and the country itself has landed on this guy because he's not allowed to express his opinions about his daughter's situation. That's what this boils down to. Hoogland's daughter was born female but prefers the use of male pronouns. He filed litigation against his daughter's mother, arguing that his child needed his permission for transgender transition treatments. The child's mother supported the transition. The couple had separated. The British Columbia Supreme Court decided earlier this year that Hoogland cannot interfere with his daughter's transition treatments. Previously, Hoogland had reached out to media outlets and started an online fundraiser for his legal expenses. He said in a post, "I am fighting the far left base on a civil disobedience defense. What happens when the bubble explodes and the delusion ends? She can never go back to being a girl in the healthy body she should have had." The judges wrote, however, in their decision that the father has caused his child significant pain. Chief Justice Robert Bauman and Justice Barbara Fisher wrote in their decision, "His refusal to respect the child's decisions regarding his gender identity is troublesome." See, they, of course, they aid and abet this situation. They say, "If he fails to do these things, the rupture in his relationship with his child will likely not heal, which would not be in the child's best interest." This poor father, he's trying to do everything he can in his child's best interests, and he's just he's being stymied. So there's a little bright light there. We'll see how this goes, and I'll keep you informed about this, but it's one of these things that we should keep an eye on, I do believe, because it's the kind of thing that can happen here. Now, in Finland, now this has nothing to do with that story by way of, it's not a transgender-related story, but it is an example of how, boy, Osiris, as you and I have talked about before, if it can be hacked, eventually it will be hacked. You know, your refrigerator that phones home. I don't know if you have one of those refrigerators, Cyrus, but a lot of people do nowadays. The Internet of Things, appliances, you know what I'm talking about?
Cyrus is nodding up and down. Yeah, oh, you can't see me nodding?
Yeah, I can. I can see you nodding
vigorously.
There's
like smart light bulbs now. Everything's smart. The doorbell's smart. Mm-hmm. And it's all watching you.
Here's something that I noticed a few years ago. We would have like clock, like everybody, like you did, I'm sure. We would have once a month a meter reader from the electric company that would come into our yard and go up to the meter on the side of the house and read the meter, put it in the, you know, whatever. And then we would get our electric bill based upon what was on the meter. I haven't had an electric bill or electric meter reader, easy for me to say, in probably, gosh, I've forgotten, probably 3 or 4 years now. Since the last time anyone has come in. So I keep getting electric bills every month. I mean, they keep coming in. And I'm thinking to myself, how do they know what to charge me? And I figured it out. It's a smart meter. So they no longer need to come out and read it. It just phones home and it gives a continual update of what kind of electricity consumption the given house is doing. That's the only way I can figure it out because I keep getting the bills.
That kind of monitoring makes sense. You know, why send somebody out to every residence when you can?
I agree.
When you can read it, but I think you were about to bring up a story about a kind of monitoring that isn't so good.
No, it's not good at all. And you're right. I really don't object to the smart the smart meters. And one big reason is because I don't grow pot, and because I don't grow pot, I don't have to worry about the federales saying, wait a minute, why is all this electricity being used in this house? You know, why is, so they can actually pinpoint some things like that on that basis. I know some people are worried because, well, then they can tell when my computer turns on. Who cares? I don't care about that, honestly. I think there are other more important things to care about. So anyway, back to what you were saying, Cyrus. This is a story out of Finland about how things can be hacked, if it's online especially. Situation is the confidential records of thousands of psychotherapy patients in Finland have been hacked. Some of these people who in the privacy of their therapist's office were divulging the details of their situations, their lives, their problems, they're now facing the threat of blackmail. Attackers were able to hack in and steal the records related to the therapy sessions, as well as their personal information, their social security number, their street address, this according to the country's largest private psychotherapy center, which was the one that was hacked. Stolen records do not spell out specific discussions with patients, but they do include care plans and narrower professional entries. Authorities are working to track down patients who received emails threatening to disclose personal information unless the recipient pays the blackmailer. So if anyone is interested in this story, it's online. And that's the lesson I suppose we should all learn, and that is that, number one, don't take your cell phone in with you when you go to confession. I stopped doing that a long time ago. And if it's online, it is susceptible to being hacked, and those poor people are now dealing with this. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick time out. It's a pledge drive day, and I'll be joined by Mary Graham in just a moment. But in the meantime, take a listen to this message from our executive director, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I was happy to join Patrick Madrid and many others in contributing to the book, Because of Our Fathers. In this book, we share how our very own fathers guided us in the faith, and how their example is so important, so vital in our development as Catholic men and women. Father's Day is only a little over a month away, and Because of Our Fathers will make a terrific gift for your dad or for your husband. Get the book today, and the Saints Peter and Paul medal that our own Ashley Neronia took to holy places throughout Rome. Both are yours today only for your donation of $1 a day. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. The Saints Peter and Paul medal has been to the tomb and chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, and many other holy places in Rome. You get both the book and the medal for giving a gift of $1 a day. That's only $30.42 a month. Give now, 877-291-0123, or give on the Relevant Radio app or website.
I gotta tell ya, these are hot. They are popular. Everybody wants them. Last hour, they gave away almost 100 people called in saying, I want one of those medals. You better get yours and get it now before it's too late. Because when they're gone, they're gone. All the places that this medal of Saints Peter and Paul have traveled is unbelievable. You can see that medal when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app. You can see it on your app as well on your smartphone, or you can call 877-291-0123. Of course, it's not a visual phone, so you can't see it on the phone, but you can see it when you go to the website or use the app. Make that simple gift of $1 a day. $1 a day is all we're asking, and we will send you this medal of Saints Peter and Paul.
Mary, as you know, so many people who were used to traveling or going on pilgrimages or what have you were not able to do that because of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That's still up in the air because a lot of these places are shut down. But your medal went there for you. So your medal has visited various holy sites around Rome, including the tomb of St. Paul and also where the chains that held St. Paul while he was in captivity before his execution went to that chapel, the tomb of St. Peter, that's in St. Peter's Basilica, the tomb of Pope St. John Paul II down in the Crypt Chapel, the relics of the skulls of Saints Peter and Paul in the Baldacchino, and the relic of the table of the Last Supper. These are just some of
that's
the sites.
Amazing.
I know, it's just, it really is. And so if you couldn't go on a pilgrimage last year, just think that this medal went there for you. And you can have that when you make your pledge of $1 a day by calling us at 877-291-0123. Or even easier, go to relevantradio.com or go to your Relevant Radio app.
We are on the third day, the middle of the week. We need to be halfway through our pledge drive by the end of the day today, and we got a ways to go. We are sitting at 31%. So if we can get everyone calling in and making that gift of $1 a day, you'll get us that much closer to the halfway point on our pledge drive. And we will send you this medal of Saints Peter and Paul. It's real easy. You can visit our website, relevantradio.com, or you can use the app. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And I have a feeling with all the folks that are calling in, it'll be a whole lot faster and quicker if you make your gift online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app. As Patrick said, amazing places that this medal has gone to. Saints Peter and Paul, we need to hear from you. Make your gift of $1 a day. It's that simple. Or a one-time gift of $365, and we'll gladly send you this. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
Okay, we are back. Woo! Yeah. It's Wednesday, and we are moving rapidly toward the end of the week. It is Pledge Drive, but keep in mind this is a regular program here on the Patrick Madrid Show, so you can call in and be on the air with your question, whatever it might be. Maybe you need a second opinion, like a little advice or something. Just give me a call, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Luce now, who's listening in San Diego. Good morning, Luce. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you. I have a question regarding something that's making me uncomfortable.
Okay.
It happens when I go to Mass at my parish. There is one particular priest that tries to discourage parishioners from kneeling mm-hmm. during the consecration.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it done each and every time with him particularly. One time, there was a family, a mother with her 4 children, and they were in the middle of kneeling, and he specifically went out of his way to just tell them to just remain standing. And so,
do you mean that he said that over the microphone, and I guess he interrupted Mass to make that announcement?
Yes, and I just found it very out of place because there's no need for that.
No.
Besides,
Right.
Nowadays, during the pandemic, what I've observed is that whenever we go to Mass, the majority of the people remain standing.
Mm-hmm.
We have the chance of having the Mass in an alternate location, not the temple itself. And so it's done in a different room, and the majority of the people just remain standing. And he always says, you may remain standing. But what caught my attention even more so was that other opportunity in which the very few people that were on their way of kneeling, they just went back up and just remained standing because they were going to, but then he went out of his way to say that. First he said, you may remain standing, but people went to kneel anyway, and then he tried to get them to go back up.
So, right. I think I get the idea. I think I get the idea.
Me.
I can't blame you. That bothers me too. So a few thoughts on this. First of all, thankfully, mercifully, this is a very relatively rare phenomenon. And throughout the rest of the country, for the most part, this is simply not done. Now, where do I start? There's a lot that I'd like to say about this. So I'll just simply say this, that in the West, the organic liturgical development at Mass was to kneel at certain parts during the Mass. Now, this was not necessarily always and everywhere, but the preponderance of churches, and by that I mean dioceses, in the Latin Rite of the Church for well over 1,000 years had developed the time-honored custom of kneeling as a way of showing reverence to Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament. Now, in the Eastern churches, their liturgical development was to stand. And so they remained standing during the consecration. They remained standing after Holy Communion. And that is a time-honored, legitimate liturgical custom in the East, but it's not in the West. And so just as if you were a Latin Rite Catholic attending a Byzantine, let's say a Ruthenian Byzantine Divine Liturgy, you should not kneel during the consecration because that's not their custom there. Their custom is to stand, etc. And we should respect that because, as I said, it's a legitimate and organic natural development of this liturgical custom. One of the causes of what you've seen is where some people got it into their minds, and this was at the behest of some bad theology, in particular some bad defective liturgical theology, that said, well, no, you shouldn't be kneeling because that's the sign of servitude. You should be standing. You should be honoring God by standing. We stand for the gospel, don't we? And so there was this mantra about how kneeling was sending the wrong message, and there were a variety of other arguments, none of which were good in terms of the theology or the history of the church. But in some areas, they carried the day, and so the change was made where the people were told, all right, you've been kneeling at this part of the Mass for the last 1,200 years, but we're not going to do that anymore. Now we're all going to stand. And it caused a great commotion. Now, this is going back 30 or so years ago, at least as far as my witnessing it in certain places in the United States. And it caused a lot of confusion and upheaval. And eventually things settled down and people got used to it, as people tend to do. And they stand. But this is unique. This is not typical. It's certainly not customary in most of the rest of the church in the Latin Rite, where everybody kneels. Now, one of the problems is you have some people who are overtly hostile to traditional Catholic piety. They don't like it. They don't want to see it. They don't want you to do it. So they'll go out of their way to browbeat you if you want to kneel down. They'll go out of their way to browbeat you if you want to receive Holy Communion on the tongue. And there are other examples of this. But the point is, there unfortunately are some people who they just, when they see or they think they're going to see some act of Catholic piety that they don't like, they bully people, quite frankly. And it sounds as though that's what you were dealing with there. So it's unfortunate, to say the least. It's wrong-headed. It's misguided. It's based upon poor theological assumptions, all of the above. But since it's there and you really probably can't fight City Hall on this one, my advice would be, now that you have a sense of why this is happening, my advice would be maybe look for a different parish. And you have that freedom. And if you were to find a parish near you where you could not be browbeaten and you could go to Mass without having to worry about the liturgy police giving you a hard time because you and everybody else are kneeling, that might be the easiest solution to it. I have a feeling that if you were to try to go head-to-head, you would not get anywhere. It would probably just make matters more tense. And I know you don't want that. You just want to worship God. So there's some background and there's a workaround. I think that, you know, even though it might be a little more inconvenient, it would lessen the tension that you're feeling right now. What do you think?
Well, the reason I was so upset was because we don't normally do that at our parish. Everybody kneels, and it was only during the pandemic, or it's been only during the pandemic.
I understand. I don't mean to interrupt you, but what I'm saying is that it sounds as though for some reason this particular man, he wants to bully people and browbeat people, and I don't think there's much you can do about that. Chances are, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, chances are if you were to come up to him and say something, he would explode. Or if you were to write him a letter, he would, you know, I've seen these things happen before, and more often than not, they don't go well. So if you just find a parish where everything is done properly and normally, problem solved.
Okay, I appreciate your advice. Thank you.
Okay, oh, thank you, Luce, and hang in there. Yeah, one more word about that, just in general. I've been at events like men's conferences before. We're going to take a break in just a second, but just I'll add this in there. I remember being at a men's conference in Phoenix for the Diocese of Phoenix, and Bishop Olmsted was there. And how many guys were there? It seemed to me that maybe about 1,500 men were at this conference, give or take, somewhere in there. So where we had the mass, the large auditorium at a boys' prep school in Phoenix, when it came time for the consecration, the deacons on the altar knelt down, and 1,500 men who were in the congregation, we all knelt down as we all do, you know, at our parishes. And I really shouldn't say 1,500, maybe 1,496 men knelt down at the consecration. And there were like three or four men scattered in different parts of the congregation who refused to kneel. Now, you may say, yeah, but what if they had bad knees? They didn't have bad knees. These guys were fit. These guys came from a parish or perhaps a diocese where the people were told not to kneel. Now, it was the weirdest, most distracting thing for, I think, a lot of people in the room, and that is that everybody was kneeling. And you had three or four guys who just refused to kneel, and they stood there. It was very awkward, and people are like looking at them and like, why aren't you kneeling? And we're all kneeling, and they just refused to kneel. And it was very divisive, and it was very unfortunate. So I've seen that kind of thing before. No, they didn't have bad backs, Cyrus. they didn't want to kneel, and they weren't going to kneel, and it was very unfortunate. So my advice, when you're at Mass and everybody is kneeling, you kneel. If you're in an Eastern Rite church and they're not kneeling, then you stand with them. Problem solved. I will be right back in just a moment with my colleague Mary Graham. We'll talk to you more about Pledge Drive.
We want to say thank you to everyone who has joined us so far this morning in supporting this local programming and making that special gift of $1 a day. To show our appreciation, we have an incredible gift for you, and it is a medal of Saints Peter and Paul, and it has been all over the Holy Land in some amazing places, and it's yours for simply $1 a day. You make that gift of $365, and we'll gladly send you one. As Patrick said recently, last break, that many of us couldn't pilgrimage this past year. Well, this medal did it for us, and it went to places that many of us have never even dreamed existed, didn't know we could even go to these places and see them. You can get yours, and you can learn more about it and see the medal itself when you visit relevantradio.com or use your Relevant Radio app and make your gift of a dollar a day. Of course, if you're old-fashioned like myself, you can always make that call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
I have always thought of you as thoroughly modern Mary. I have never thought of you as an old-fashioned girl, Mary.
I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl.
Well, you know what? Back to what you were saying a second ago about where have these medals visited? In basically, you sent them, so to speak, on a pilgrimage. So the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, this is all in Rome. The Chapel of the Tomb and Chains of St. Paul, St. Mary Major Basilica, the Relics of the Nativity of Our Lord, the Chapel of Our Lady of the Health of the People of Rome, Our Lady of the Snows, the Holy Door at St. Peter's, inside St. Peter's Basilica, the Altar of the Pietà, that's that beautiful image of Our Lady holding the crucified and now dead Jesus, the Clementine Chapel, which is the closest you can get without going all the way inside to the bones of St. Peter, the Tomb of St. Peter, the Chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa in the Vatican Grottoes, the bronze enthroned Peter, that's the one where everybody comes up and touches his foot and the foot wears away every 100 years or so. The relics of the skulls of Saints Peter and Paul in the Baldacchino, St. John Lateran Cathedral, the relic of the Table of the Last Supper, the Holy Door, the Holy Stairs, etc. These medals have been to all these places, so how could you not want one of those, right, Mary?
Exactly. And as I said, places that we didn't even know existed, but how amazing are they? Wow, that's incredible. You know what? Gabriella in Austin, Texas said, hey, I want my medal. Made that gift of a dollar a day. Nilsa in, it looks like Augusto Venegas, Chicago area. Got your dollar a day in. George, listening in Chicago as well, a dollar a day. You can do it too when you visit relevantradio.com. Use your Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A dollar a day, and we will send you this incredible medal that's been to all of these amazing locations that you and I probably haven't been to in the past year. 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yes, give hope. That's what we aim to do 24/7 right here on Relevant Radio. If you listen long enough, you're going to hear an amazing array of not only people, the hosts and such here on the network, but also topics. Unbelievable. There's something for everybody here. And it's all in keeping with Jesus Christ. So we try to focus on him and speak the truth in love and answer questions. And I hope that that is meaningful to you and makes your day even better. And if it is, you can help us by supporting us with a pledge of a dollar a day or more by calling 877-291-0123. Or you can go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. Cyrus, I have a serious question for you.
Oh, my favorite portion.
Why do you
of the
always
show?
Laugh whenever I say that? You start by chuckling.
Because it not once has it ever been a serious question.
Well, try this one on for size.
All right.
Serious question, Cyrus. Have you ever been so unruly on a passenger airplane that you were arrested and taken off the airplane?
No, I have not.
Not even once?
Not even once. Mm. I did have a family that was sitting right behind me, and their little kid kept kicking my chair. And so I let it happen for about an hour, and it just wouldn't stop. So I turned around and said, hey, would it be all right if you just ask your kid? And the guy behind me got hostile.
Oh.
And so it was a heated moment, and I was like, I'm asking you, like, yeah, nicely. Please, yeah, just ask him to. And yeah, the guy was very upset with me. But it didn't if I would have gotten heated as yeah, well, who knows where I probably
you'd be in this article.
I would be saying, yes, Patrick, as a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah, there was that one time.
I kept cool and was like, all right, this will be over soon. And this guy obviously has other problems in his life.
And so the kid kept kicking the back of your seat for the next 4 hours?
He did, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Wow. I mean, and I'm sure that you and the guy did not make eye contact when the plane stopped and you're getting off the... otherwise, you would have probably gotten into a scuffle.
I think I gave him the... I'm disappointed.
The death glare?
I gave him the, I'm disappointed in you as a human being look.
I bet he didn't care at all.
No, he was upset at other things.
Well, I'll tell you my story. I mean, I've got plenty of stories, but here's one that comes to mind. I was minding my own business. I was seated in my aisle seat, and there's, you know, the seat in front of me. this guy who's in the seat in front of me, he reaches around with both hands, I guess, to pull his seat up because it was reclining. To pull the seat up, his right hand completely plows through my food tray and knocks my beverage over onto my lap. And it wasn't like, it wasn't as though he could not have known, like, you know, like, how do you do that and not realize? Because he probably had beverage on his hand because he knocked it over and it went everywhere. It went all over me. And he didn't turn around. He didn't say anything. He pretended like it didn't happen. So what do I do? I didn't start kicking his chair. No, I pressed the button, you know, the summons button for the flight attendant. She came over and said, can I help you? I said, yeah, the guy in front of me just knocked my beverage over. And there's, and so she made a fuss, like, oh my gosh, oh gosh. So she went and she got paper towels, and he still pretended like nothing had happened. He just sat there as if nothing
happened. Just ignore it.
Yeah. Now, another, an analog to that, and this has happened before, where I'm in a window seat and the person behind me has his own window, but he wants his window closed. Okay, whatever. I like my windows open because I like to look out the window. I've had it happen before where somebody will reach from the aisle behind me up into my row and close my window. And I just open it back up again. And usually that's enough because, you know, it would just be too weird if they reached up there and did it again. But the gall of some people.
That's incredible. And how about just saying, hey, would you, that's really bright. Would you mind just shutting your window? I bet you'd shut your window.
Or shut it halfway.
Right. You know. You'd make a compromise, but to reach forward.
Yeah, without saying anything. It just, because you can. So, and I think what happened was when I raised it right back up again, I think he probably did a cost-benefit analysis and thought, is it really worth it?
Cost-benefit analysis.
So all of that is sort of a backdrop, Cyrus. You'll appreciate this. This is some statistics here from the FAA. The airlines have, this is the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. They said this past Monday that airlines have referred approximately 1,300 unruly passengers to law enforcement. They identified potential violations in about 260 cases. In March, the FAA Administrator Steve Dixon said he would indefinitely extend a zero-tolerance policy to unruly air passengers. It was first imposed in January. He said that airlines had reported hundreds of cases since December, most which involved passengers not wearing masks as required on airplanes. I've seen this happen before. I've been on airplanes where people, they just don't want to wear their mask. Thankfully, it didn't escalate. But it could have, and often it does. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, on Friday of last week extended its federal mandate on wearing face masks on board planes and in airports and in other transit modes. This is through September of this year. It had been due to expire in May, but they have extended it. Delta Airlines, for its part, has banned more than 1,200 passengers for failing to wear masks.
1,200?
Yeah. Oh, and here's the thing. I mean, I've done a bunch of flying in recent months. They're very upfront about it, and they repeat it endlessly, it seems. So when you, before you get on the airplane, the person on the microphone says, you got to wear your mask at all times. If you don't wear your mask, we might not let you fly with us again. And then the flight attendant says it while you're getting ready for the pre-flight, the takeoff, where they show you how to use the mask and the seatbelt. The pilot will say it often.
I've noticed that too. And I've noticed where if there's someone on the plane that's doing something wrong, they'll tell them and then they'll also announce it. So I had someone that was sitting a couple of rows over from me and they had alcohol. And so they came over and said, "How, you know, it's actually against the law."
They brought it on the plane
and
with them.
Yeah, they brought it on the plane with them because there's not going to be any drink served. So they brought their own alcohol.
Okay.
And the stewardess said, "You can't drink that." And then they announced it over the PA, and that was the only flight where I had heard that particular announcement. And so you make the connections, like, oh, they're doubling down on warning this person that they're going to no longer be allowed to fly and maybe even get arrested if they don't listen to the flight attendant.
I have a theory, Cyrus. I wonder at times what the psychological effects are in this country when you see people looting and burning and smashing and destroying and pulling down statues just because they don't like it and they get away with it. And they're even coddled. I wonder if And I really mean this sincerely. I wonder if that has a permeating effect on others in society who see this and think, well, I can get away with it if I just kick and scream, if I just pitch a fit, throw a tantrum, I'll get my way. And the airlines are saying, no, you won't. If you do that on the airline, yeah, you're not going to get your way. You're going to get a one-way free ride down to the police station.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with the airlines cracking down. Let's not have any events at, you know, 10,000 feet.
No. Well, more like 33,000 feet. But yeah, I get your point. No, you're right about that. And after 9/11, I remember, Cyrus, that we had, and I know we have to take a break, so just real quick, I remember when I was willing to venture back onto a commercial airliner after 9/11. And quite frankly, I'm not ashamed to say it, it took me a few months before I was willing to get back on a commercial airliner. And I was frightened. I really was frightened because I didn't know. And I don't think anybody really knew. Are there other, you know, teams waiting to hijack planes and what would happen? So I remember, I think it was the very first flight that I took, the pilot, he said, hey, I know everybody's nervous. Don't worry about it. We're all, you know, recovering from 9/11. And he said these words. He says, if something happens, he said, I want you to grab your book or the magazine or a plate or anything you can grab, and you start pelting whoever's causing the problem with this, and we'll take care of it. But he actually encouraged the passengers to throw things at a would-be attacker. Now, thankfully, nothing's ever happened. But man, talk about a change in the way things are after an event like 9/11. So I'm with you. I agree. I think that people who are unruly or physically violent, they should be shut down really hard, if you ask me. This is not a mask or an anti-mask thing. I'm just talking about people disrupting a flight. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Well, quick time out, and we'll be back right after this miracle moment. Listen to how listening to Relevant Radio is life-changing.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just wanted to share my resolution that started last year. It actually started with a sign from God. It was a Relevant Radio bumper sticker. I had been away from the church for quite a while and was driving down the road, and I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice to maybe get back to my roots. And I saw a Relevant Radio bumper sticker, and I was so excited, so I turned it on and started listening, and was really filled with a lot of good food for my soul, and I have never turned back since. It has been a wonderful journey. It's just beginning.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
That is so true. We are only here because of you, because you've helped support us in the past, and we know you're going to be here and help support us in the future. Folks, like, we had a faithful listener who tuned in, and when she heard it was the Spring Pledge Drive, she realized, you know what? I just received an inheritance from my late brother and thought it would be an appropriate way to honor her brother, who listened faithfully by making a gift to Relevant Radio to ensure that the mission here at Relevant Radio continues. And he was a listener of 90.9 FM in Central Wisconsin. So thank you so much. That is a great way to honor your loved ones. We'd love to hear from you too. And what's your story? Why do you listen to Relevant Radio? How has it changed your life? You know, and why are you giving to Relevant Radio? It's real easy. You can make your gift by visiting our website, which is relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app. You can also call 877-291-0123.
I love when you tell stories like that, Mary. I have some of my own that I'll share with you in a little bit. Just to people, everyday people who listen to Relevant Radio, and it walks some really good things into their lives, and they come to rely on it. And I often, during Pledge Drive especially, I often stop and think, well, what would it be like if Relevant Radio weren't there? And I don't even like to think about that because of all the people who rely on Relevant Radio on a daily basis. So maybe it's for them. Maybe you yourself are feeling pretty confident in your faith and you feel like you're in a good position. But think of all the people who may not be where you are and you'd like to do something for them. So make that call, 877-291-0123, and make your pledge, $1 a day or more, on behalf of the people who may need a lot more assistance than you do. Or you can go to relevantradio.com, or you can use the Relevant Radio app.
And we have an absolutely incredible thank you gift for you when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app, the Relevant Radio app, or if you take and call 877-291-0123 and make that special gift of $1 a day. It is today and today only, and there is a limited number of these available at $1 a day. It's the Saints Peter and Paul Medal. And these medals have traveled to many, many holy sites around Rome, including the tomb and chains of St. Paul. It's been to St. Peter's Basilica. It's been to the tomb of St. John Paul II. And it's actually been to the relic of the table of the Last Supper. They are going off the shelves like crazy. It's today only. Do not procrastinate. I think this is one of the best Wednesday gifts we've ever had. And it's yours for $1 a day when you make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. They're going quick each and every hour. They're going faster and faster and faster. Get yours now.
Keeping it relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Man, do I remember when this song came out. What was it, 73 maybe? Something like that. Big hit. Takes me back. 888-914-914. That's 9149, excuse me. Let me say that again. I'm thinking about Paul McCartney and Wings. Let me get my head on straight here. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. We have some lines open right now. Even though it is Pledge Drive, we're still doing a regular program, which means that you don't have to go looking for anything else anywhere else. You stay right here with me, and I'll be here to answer any questions or offer commentary if you'd like. The number again, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Rod, who's waiting patiently in Arcadia, California. I know that town. Hi, Rod.
Hi. Yes, I'm wondering, in the 12th century, the church forbid clergy to be married. It seems like that goes against what the Bible teaches, in the sense that in the beginning, God, seeing that man wasn't good that man be alone, but he created a wife for him. In Proverbs, it says that finding a wife is a good thing, not just for a layman, but for man.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter was married. I just think there would be a lot less sexual sin in the church if those needs were met. So what's your view on that?
Well, I don't hold that view, and I take a different view with regard to what the Bible says. I mean, those passages certainly are present, no doubt about it. But Jesus himself talked about this in Matthew chapter 19. He said, not all men can receive this saying, but only to those to whom it is given. This is Matthew 19, verse 11. For there are eunuchs who have been so from birth, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are eunuchs who have made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to receive this, let him receive it. So I believe our Lord there is identifying not only what you're saying, and I don't dispute what you're saying, that in general terms, yes, it is preferable for men and women to be together in marriage so that not only to perpetuate the race, but also for their mutual friendship and the deepening of that relationship, the pleasure that comes with marriage, and all the other things that go with it as well. That's for the vast majority of people, men and women, but not for all. And Jesus specifically says that this is not for everybody, but for those for whom it is appropriate, they should receive it. So my point there is that Jesus is identifying the need for, or the ideal, maybe, for those to renounce marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. There's a place for that. And I don't think that what you're saying is, it doesn't conflict with what Jesus is saying. I think the two states in life are mutually complementary, but they both exist. Now, that's one thing. The second thing is that priestly celibacy, although it wasn't practiced immediately in the early church. Some of the apostles, at least we know for sure, were married. We know there were married clergy, married bishops and priests and deacons. That was not uncommon at all. But over time, it began to change. And in the early church, long before the 12th century, in the early church, we see it in the monastic orders, and we see an emphasis on trying to pursue prayer and holiness in a single-minded way. So the church gradually began to see that priestly celibacy was a very beneficial thing for the life of the church. And then eventually it became something more codified, as it is in the West. They have married clergy in the East, as you know. But if you're interested in a book that gives the details, so if you want like precise names and dates and places, there's a Jesuit priest by the name of Father Christian Coccini. He has a book called The Apostolic Origins of Priestly Celibacy. So it's not only an historical survey, but also it's a theological reflection on the meaning and the importance of priestly celibacy. So that may further inform you. I mean, it sounds like it's a topic that you have an interest in, which is good. That can help you go a little bit deeper into the details. What do you think, Rod?
I think, you know, celibacy should be an individual right instead of somebody else telling you, oh, you can't do this and you can't do that. You know, it's almost like,
Well, the church doesn't say that. It is a free choice. And you ask any Catholic priest whether or not he was forced into the priesthood, he'll tell you no. So just like when I married my wife, I made a free choice that's permanent for the rest of my life, or hers, whichever us dies first, to not be with anyone else. So I freely chose this, and I forsook everyone else as a result of that. And the same is true when it comes to the priesthood. These men know that this is a discipline in the Latin Rite Church, and they freely choose it. They meditate upon what Jesus said, to those for whom this is given, let them receive it. And when they say, yes, I want to receive that, then they make their free will choice. So they're not coerced into it or forced into it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that's helpful, Rod. Nice chatting with you. 888-914-9149. That occurs to me too, Cyrus. We should probably get a link to that book by Father Coccini. It's called The Apostolic Origins of Priestly Celibacy. And we post almost everything that I talk about by way of a book or whatever the resource is. Cyrus is quick about getting those posted on the show Twitter feed. And what's nice about that is it's embedded on the show page. So if you go to relevantradio.com/Patrick, that will appear there. So anything that Cyrus posts on the show Twitter feed, you'll see it there. You don't even have to go to Twitter. You just go to the show page. That's relevantradio.com/Patrick. So you'll see that book there in just a moment. And I found it very helpful in understanding the bigger picture. Well, I see by the clock that we have another break coming here, so I won't go to the phones, even though we do have people waiting, and I do appreciate you, your patience. Thank you for standing by, and I will get to you as quickly as possible. So stay there. In the meantime, though, here's a different number that I'd like you to call right now, and that's 877-291-0123. That's our Pledge Drive number. And as you know, Father Rocky has been giving some messages. In fact, Father Rocky, I'm told, is going to be joining us on the program here in just a little bit. We'll talk about a variety of things, including what we're doing here at Relevant Radio and how you can help us. Mary Graham is going to be joining me in just a second as well. We're going to kind of round out the first hour of the third day of Pledge Drive and let you know where we need to be by the end of the week. I'll be right back.
It is the third day of our pledge drive, and we are sitting at just over 31% of our goal of our need, which is $2.7 million. Well, it means we got a ways to go, isn't it? Still looking at what's that leave us. Almost 70% of that need is still yet to be raised.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, today's prize or today's gift, it is like a prize though, isn't it? Today's gift, I think will get us there. It's a limited supply, today only. We have the Medal of Saints Peter and Paul. Absolutely beautiful. It's yours for a dollar a day when you make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And of course, along with the medal, you'll get the book at the dollar a day level. Because of Our Fathers, which has the stories about the fathers of people like Patrick Madrid
and Father Rocky, NFL player Matt Burke, and pro-life advocate Abby Johnson, and so many more stories contained within that book. And if you make your gift at relevantradio.com or on the app, you'll also get the new download from Father Rocky about the Virgin Mary. It's all yours, $1 a day, today only, if you want to get that medal.
Yeah, and it's easy. And as Mary was saying, if you don't act now, if you don't act today, it will be gone because the medals are only available today. The image of the medal is available at relevantradio.com. You can see the visage of St. Peter and St. Paul, the two founders of the church in Rome. And there's so much historical connection between them and the city of Rome, even to this day with the places of pilgrimage. And that's the thing I was sharing with you earlier, and that is that these medals basically went on a pilgrimage. And they went to so many of these sacred places, some of which even the tourists don't know about. So if you weren't able to go on a pilgrimage like everybody else this past year, this medal went on a pilgrimage for you. And you can have it when you call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
That's right. Call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. $1 a day. That's all we're asking. $365 for a one-time gift. And when you make your gift by visiting our website, relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app, you'll get the book, the medal, and you will also get the MP3 download. So make your gift, but hurry, hurry, hurry. They are going so, so super fast. You know, we have so many people who call in and tell us what it is that they love most about Relevant Radio, and we'd love to hear that you what you like about it as well. We do have a Josephine who listens in Florida. She said Father Simon Says is her favorite show. Sorry, Patrick, you're not
what?
Her favorite. Yeah, Father Simon. She said Father Simon makes her laugh with his humor and as he deepens her faith with knowledge. So thank you so much, Josephine, for letting us know why you like Relevant Radio. Do the same thing when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or when you use the app or call 877-291-0123. Let us know what Relevant Radio means to you. Why do you listen? Who's your favorite program? We'd love to hear from you. And also let us know how we can pray for you. Today only, though, remember, if you're trying to get this medal of Saints Peter and Paul, it is today only, and it is a limited supply. So make your gift now at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123.
You know, going back to Father Simon, I have to agree. He is, not only is he very funny, but he's incredibly intelligent. The amount of erudition that comes out of this priest's mouth on a daily basis is staggering. But the fact that he's also funny, that's what makes the show so much fun. I mean, it's not dry, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I do not begrudge Josephine of Florida at all the fact that she says Father Simon Says is her favorite show. I can understand why. But we're going to work really hard to win you over here on the Patrick Madrid Show.
And we do that every day. RelevantRadio.com, using the app, or calling 877-291-0123 is the way you can give and support this local station. And sure, we are coast to coast. We reach millions of people each and every day. But what we focus on is you right there in your local community. Keep this station on the air and keep the programming where it's at. We are almost halfway through this pledge drive and still only sitting at 31%. That means we need everybody doing their part. So pick up the phone, give us a call, or visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app, and that number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A fabulous gift. If you make a gift of $1 a day, you will get the medal of Saints Peter and Paul. It's been to the tomb and the chains of St. Paul, the tomb of St. Peter, the tomb of St. John Paul II, and to the relic of the table of the Last Supper. Call now and get your medal before they're gone.